Chapter 5. Across the street was another restaurant. It was not so fine as the one on Broadway. The people who went there were not so rich. Its food was not so good. Soapy came into the restaurant in his old shoes and torn clothes, and no one stopped him. He sat down at a table and was soon eating a big dinner. When he had finished, he said that he and Money were strangers. "Get busy and call a cop," said Soapy. Two waiters threw Soapy upon his left ear on the hard street outside. He stood up slowly and beat the dust from his clothes. Prison seemed only a happy dream. The island seemed very far away. Soapy traveled almost half a mile before he tried again. This time he felt certain that he would be successful. A nice-looking young woman was standing before a shop window, looking at the objects inside. A large cop stood near. Soapy's plan was to speak to the young woman, and she would ask the cop for help. And then Soapy would be happy to feel himself on his way to the island.